Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith. You're going to be encouraged in that there process. You're going to be encouraged in the things that God will do to shape you and make you for your tomorrow, and how as you agree with him, as you abide in him, as you obey him and submit yourself to him, you will see the fruit of him being produced in your life so that when you show up on your tomorrow, not only will you show up to the place that he's destined for your life, but you'll be able to possess the territory that belongs to you for the glory of God. When God chooses an individual, a family, or a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. He chooses them for his purpose and his plan that will never, ever fail. This Abraham walk, that their place that we're talking about in Favor Life, the process of there, is a place where we see like Abraham. He saw what God showed him in the spirit, and he held on to it, not wavering or bowing in his faith or his belief or his trust in God, but believing God even when his body was dead. But that deadness was not just in the natural, it was a spiritual death, him and Sarah. But God allowed him to see what was going to transpire and with Jesus Christ, and he was going to receive what he could not receive outside of Jesus, which was life. That life that was more abundantly, that life that comes through the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ and the work of his life, and also the promises being fulfilled. Abraham was able to see it, so he was able to capture what God said and pull it from eternity into time. We, the Bible says, if we believe as Abraham, then the promises of Abraham are ours, and that faith and that belief is in Jesus Christ, receiving him as Lord and Savior. We have favor with God and man, and so God is going to cause that favor, the life of favor, the life submitted unto him, to produce what is necessary in that process so that our tomorrow bears the fruit and bears the results and bears the victory of all that he says. I'm going to talk to you in this short time that we have today about faith, and we spoke a little bit about it before, but we're going to talk about it again. And we're going to talk because I want you to understand that in this season, the enemy is after your faith, because your faith is that which stands and endures, because it is in everything that God has done and said, and the finished work of the cross, and all that has been given to us by Jesus Christ. So it is that faith that stands and endures and goes through and becomes genuine and looks to God, the author and the finisher of your faith, and knows that he is faithful and he will do exactly what he promised. And so the enemy wants to kill your faith. The Bible says that he tries to go after or tries to take the memory and the word of God out of our mouth, out of our heart. He wants us to forget and use other tactics, other measures, but we will not. We're going to stand on the word of God. We're going to see it manifest. We're going to see our faith bring those things that be so far off that seem like they're not even going to come, that seem like they're not even possible. Our faith is going to cause those things to come to us. It's going to cause those things to be materialized. It's going to cause those things to be a manifestation in our life, and we have to understand that. And sometimes when we're going through something, it seems like the thing that cripples us is the thing that seems like what we're waiting on is so far off that we cannot possess it. But the enemy is a liar. We're going to get everything that God says, and we're going to get it because God is faithful. And he who promised us is faithful to do all that he says. We're going to look at two scriptures today, and we're going to look at Luke, the 7th chapter, And we're going to read about the faith of a man who believed that God, Jesus, was able to heal. And this is about a man who had power. This centurion servant basically had power, and he had rank, and he was a person that had people going and coming as he wanted. And the Bible lets us understand and know that his servant, who he cared about, was on a bed, and he could not move, and he was in trouble, and he wanted Jesus to come and heal him. And he said to him, and I'm going to pick this up at the sixth verse. No, I'm going to pick it up at the fourth verse. And it says, when they reached Jesus, they replied to him earnestly, saying, he is worthy for you to grant this because he loves you. Our nation has, wait a minute, I'm in the wrong place. Going back up, the centurion servant who had highly valued him was sick and was about to die. When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent some Jews, elders, to him, requesting to him to come and save the life of his servant. When they reached Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, he's worthy of you for this great thing, because he loves our nation and has built synagogues. But Jesus went with them, and when he was not far off from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, Lord, don't trouble yourself, since I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof. This is why I don't even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am to a man placed under authority, having soldiers go here and there as I command them. And I'm not going to read the rest of it. But anyway, Jesus heard this, and he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd, he said, I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel. And when those who heard this sent returned to the house, they found the servant in good health. And sometimes this is what I want you to understand, that there are times when we go through certain things in our lives, and the enemy tries to make us feel unworthy. The enemy tries to make us feel like we can't ask or request anything of God. And the servant understood and knew this, that if Jesus would send the word, if he would just send the word, then his servant was going to be healed. His servant was going to be made whole. And we have to understand that there are times that there are certain things that happen in our lives that we cannot control, and that thing tries to come and paralyze us. That thing tries to put us on a bed affliction. It tries to put us there in the spirit. It tries to put us there emotionally, relationally, financially, physically. It tries to put us in a place where it looks like our faith is not moving. Our faith is not working. And then the enemy tries to kid us and say, you're not worthy to ask God of anything because of all of these things that he's holding us hostage in. But thanks be unto God, he causes us to triumph and win, even when it doesn't look like it, and circumstances that we win because of our overcoming testimony in God. Our overcoming testimony that says that he has caused us to triumph. He has caused us to go forth, because the word says that his servant was lying home paralyzed in terrible agony and terrible pain. And the situation of our lives can cause that terrible agony, that terrible pain. It could try to paralyze us. It could try to make us feel as if we can't move, that we can't go anywhere, that we're lying flat and there's nothing happening. But God is allowing us to understand that all it requires is faith, faith to believe that he's able. Even his master understood that Jesus had the power, and that even though he was a man of authority, and even though he had all these possessions, what he needed was going to be by the Spirit, was going to be by faith, not by works, not by his name, not by his authority, not by his possessions, but it was going to be by faith in Jesus Christ, who was able to save, deliver, and set free. And even though the enemy tries to make us feel unworthily, you have got to rebuke those thoughts, rebuke those words, and go in the grace that's been given to us and established by God in Christ Jesus. We have to go in saying, Father, I understand that I may have fallen short, but I'm applying and I'm leaning on and I'm clinging to the grace that you've given to me and the mercy that's been supplied to me, that you would have mercy on me and apply the grace that I need to receive from you anything, because I would never be worthy enough to receive it. But thanks be unto you. You caused me to triumph and win. You caused me to have access to everything that you've given through Jesus Christ, because I'm heir and co-heir, joint heir to the promises because of me being crucified with him. But living now for your glory, living now for your praise, living now the life of Jesus Christ through me, that I might gain access to all that heaven has and win over an adversary who tries to wreak havoc in my life. And so when you go to God knowing that, and knowing it's not by your works, and it's not by your name or nothing you have or your title, your position, it's not by the power that you have or the school that you went to, that this is all about faith. And your faith to believe that God has given you access to all things. And what tries to paralyze you, what tries to hold you hostage, what tries to inflict pain on you, is going to be expelled by the word of God because of your faith, because of your faith in him, because of your faith in his promises, in his power, in his kingdom, because of the faith that says all things are possible to them that believe. Jesus even recognizes, I have not seen faith like this. I haven't seen faith like this. I have not seen faith like this. And I want us to be people of God that move in faith, that it shakes Jesus. It shakes him, not for asking for things, but moving in faith for the things of the kingdom to be manifest in our lives, manifest in us and through us, that we would move in the power that he's given to us, that demonstrates faith for healings, for deliverance, for souls to be saved, for the work of the kingdom to go forth, for lives to be changed and impacted, that we will walk in the nine fruits and gift spirit in our lives, manifesting those things on a continual basis, growing more and more in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the point that Jesus is saying, that's the faith that looks like me. That is the faith that I recognize and see. That's the faith that they've joined to wholeheartedly and agree with, that manifests my spirit, my life, my authority, my power, that causes the impossible to be made possible because of faith, so that what held you before will no longer hold you ever again because of God. Jesus lets them understand and know. When he sees them, he says, and I'm reading it now out of the Matthew 8, and going down, and it says here, hearing this, Jesus was amazed and said these following words to him. Truly, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel who has great faith. I tell you that many will come from east and west and share the banquet with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus is letting us understand and know that if we don't have faith, this is what's going to happen. We don't want to be found in a place where we're not giving or receiving or walking in faith that pleased God, because we have gone other ways and did other things and not used the faith that he's given us, the measure that he's given us, that is pleasing in his sight, and it's impossible to please him without, that we live by this faith. Let your faith be that that causes other things and everyone around you to be healed, delivered, and set free, that they might know your God, that they might experience him like never. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. That you have been impacted today. Until the next time, be blessed in Jesus' name.